We are in an interview with Mrs. Pearl Hummer in her home in Perryton, Texas, on the 13th of March, 1978. And I'm wondering, Mrs. Hummer, if you would tell us a little bit about your own family background, anything that, and this is not to try to make a dictionary out of you, but a little bit about who you were, well, where you came from, and your parents and so forth.
My parents were Mr. and Mrs. Hiram E. Wiltfong.
How do you spell that name?
W-I-L-T-F-O-N-G. They were married in, I guess, they were married, in, they lived in McPherson County, Kansas. First year of their marriage, first year or two of their marriage. And then they came down to Oklahoma and filed on a piece of land down there in 1894. And I was the oldest daughter. They had two other daughters then later, Mrs. Beulah Garst and Mrs. Dorothy Howell.
Well, now we're beginning to tie this in, Well, this gets fascinating right away. Yeah. Now, where did they go in Oklahoma?
They homesteaded east of Cordell in Ouachita County.
Mm-hmm. How long then were they in Oklahoma? Is that your growing up place?
That was our growing up place. My father died there on the in the home in 1930, and mother still lived on the home place, and Dorothy married about 11 months before my father died. Her husband Luke took over the farming, and after he was able to do it, he took over the farming. So Dorothy and Luke still live on the old home place. Mm-hmm. And Mother lived there. Well, she spent, I guess, the last year of her life in the nursing home in Cordell. But
now, let's see, you maybe mentioned it, but I let it get away. Dorothy and Luke's last name is
Howell.
Howell, yes. Yes, you mentioned
and
it.
And Luke is a brother of Frank Howell.
Oh, yes. Now, Frank Howell lives over in over in Kansas, over Buckland, Kansas. Is that the Howell, or is this
no,
Frank?
No, he lives out there in California.
Well, we talked, yeah, that's right. We talked to Frank Howell.
Yes.
We talked to him 2 weeks ago, or three.
Yes.
He married
right.
Ida Shockley
yes.
Studebaker.
Yes.
We visited them.
Yes.
Now, they're not closely related to these Howells over in Kansas and up around Stafford.
No, not close, anyhow. I don't know. They may be distant, but they're not close relation. I know their Howell relations were back in Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked to Frank and Ida in Laverne. In fact, we have an hour tape for their discussion. Well, this all ties together, and you talk about the Garsts. We've been talking about them some lately, too. So, rather interesting what we don't know, what other people do know. Well, you lived there then. You indicated a bit ago that you took some academy work at McPherson?
Yes, I took my first 2 years of academy work in McPherson, and it's long ago, forgotten when, but it must have been, well, I'll have to count backwards. I finished high school in 1915, Cordell. I went to Cordell the winters of 14 and 15 and 13 and 14. I taught the winter of, see then we didn't have to have a high school education. I taught my first term in 12 and 13. And it was the 2 years before that I was in McPherson. And then I finished Cordell.
Well, now you would have been around there then, 1911. That was the reason I raised that question. That was, I think, the first year an annual was put out.
I see.
And we talked to Raymond Florey, Raymond C. Florey. I was named after him.
I see.
But he was working on that annual, and we talked to DeForest Steele out of Vista, California the other day. He edited that annual.
I see.
There was a bunch of those people around.
Yes,
I
did.
Oh, do you remember those people?
Yeah, I remember Raymond Flore.
He was...
You say he was your...
Well, we're not related closely, but he was a missionary on the China field
when I was born.
And my mother said she picked up the old missionary visitor and saw that name, and I got it.
I see.
But we've seen him.
Well, you see, he went to China when Frank Krumpacker did.
Uh-huh.
And Frank Krumpacker, before he went to China, held a series of meetings down there at our church, at the Washoe Church down there where we went. Uh-huh. And I was and he baptized me.
Is that right? What kind of a man was Frank Krumpacker, since we're mentioning him?
Well, I don't know. I thought he was a real good speaker.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I was just a little kid then, but
yeah.
I was always interested in, since he did, and when they went, I'd read everything I could read about them.
I bet you did. Uh-huh. Well, this, we mentioned Raymond Flore. He's at Paradise, California, in very good health.
Oh, yes.
His wife is living, but she is not such good health, but he's very alert. Well, this is real interesting. Well, you went up there, then you said you taught, you came back and finished.
Well, I taught after I finished high school, and I taught several years around there, around Cordell, and I guess there's at least 4 years in there, and then I went back to my first college,
mm-hmm.
and went there in 21.
Mm-hmm.
But I had been there, I don't remember what year, I had gone there one summer before that. And the summer of 21, I also went with my uncle out to Denver and took summer school work in Denver University.
Mm-hmm. Now, is your uncle anyone that we would know about?
Well, he was J.J. Yoder, but it wasn't the J.J. It was Jonathan J. Yoder.
Oh, is he related to J.J. and Willie, that McPherson bunch? Or?
Well, distantly.
Yeah.
It's like J.J. there at McPherson used to say, he told my aunt one time when they met out in California, he says, when we get to California, we're cousins, but when we're at home, we're no relation.
Well, that's the way we do, I guess, sometimes, isn't it?
I don't know how far back
yeah.
it was.
Well, it doesn't matter. When you said J.J., of course, that rings a bell right away. Well, let's see. You came back and then graduated from McPherson. Now, how about when were you married and so forth? And
well, I taught
husband?
2 years then at Canton, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And then we were married in December of 26. But I finished my term out there and then came on out here about the 1st of June in 27.
Now you say here you came to the Perryton area?
Well, yes, our address was Booker. Mm-hmm. It was on my husband's farm.
That's what I wanted. He's
and
from here originally.
Yes,
so.
He was born in eastern Kansas, northeastern Kansas, up around McLouth.
Oh.
But his folks came out here, I think, in 1905.
Was he brethren? Were his folks brethren?
Yes.
I suppose he would have known the Brammels and those people up there then, would he? Or
yes,
not?
Well, his folks, they knew Iron's father.
Uh-huh.
His parents knew.
I imagine so. Cause
knew there, knew them, and my husband's mother was a Kimmel.
Well, yeah, that ties in.
And
sure does.
So that Uncle Henry Kimmel up there his uncle.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob Kimmel, who married Schwamm's daughter, and some of those are probably related then.
Yes, they're cousins.
Yeah, I would suppose so. And I remember the Brammels were related to the Kimmels, too, and I've forgotten. So they came down here, or some of the earlier settlers then, the Hummers came into this
area.
Yes,
they came here. And where I met him then, he came down to Cordell there to when our church there, the Washoe Church out there in the country, had district meeting.
Oh.
And that's where I met him.
You don't know what district meeting that was, about what year that would have been. Doesn't matter that much.
I suppose it was in 25.
How did you stay in contact with each other then until the time you were married? Just through the mail?
Through the mail, wrote, and then he came up there one time, I think, something like that.
Well, that's real interesting. And you've been living in this area then?
Yes,
we
moved here and then lived out there on the farm all the time until, well, he really got sick in the fall of 62. But he lived then until 1975. But the last 9 months, I had to have him here in the nursing home. And then I thought I was going to keep him out there that next summer, because I didn't think he was any... I knew he was better than when he first came into the nursing home. And I thought, well, during the summer, when the weather's nicer, I'd just keep him at home. But... And I took him out on trial to see, and it seemed like everything was working just fine. So I come in one day and paid up all his things and got his things out, and I told him then in the fall I'd bring him back. And next morning when I got up, why, he had passed away in his sleep.
What was the nature of his sickness?
Oh, he had diabetes. He had a hardening of the arteries. And I don't know whether there's anything else or not. A little bit of high blood pressure, not very bad, but didn't have a little that. And I think when we had to bring him in here, I had brought him up to the hospital. He wasn't feeling good, and I brought him into the hospital, but he walked into the hospital all right. And then he got up in the night and fell. But Lloyd said he's sure that he had a light stroke. Mm-hmm. And probably that's what caused him to fall. He didn't break any bones, but he couldn't manipulate after that for quite a while. So we brought him down then into the nursing home, and then he got so he could walk again. And I thought if he could walk and kind of wait on himself, well, I could take care of him.
Now, I suppose one suspects that in his final passing it would have been another stroke or something of this kind that would probably take.
So I don't know. I know that night he was uncomfortable in the evening, but I didn't think about it being anything serious, and didn't bring him back. And then finally, about 1 o'clock, why, he settled down and seemed real quiet, and thought he went to sleep. And he evidently just died in his sleep. His eyes were just closed, and he would just didn't show that he hadn't struggled or anything.
Well, that's a beautiful way to go. We don't like to lose our loved ones, but it's better that way than some other.
Well, Lloyd seemed, he said he thought it was nice he even got to come back out home.
I think so, too. Now, this farm, you mentioned, and I guess I don't have, it doesn't matter that much, but just for the record, where is that from Perryton?
It's 15 miles northeast of here. It's there's a little old, it isn't a town anymore, it used to be, but it's just an elevator called Huntoon, and we live 4 miles north of that.
Yeah, well, that identifies it for the record in case anybody... What did you do, mostly just dry land farming there, like most people here?
Yes.
Wheat, a good deal, milo, that kind of thing?
That's what we farmed. And a few cattle.
Now your children, we know about them, but would you identify them for us?
Well, Verla married Dean Kogenauer, and they got married in 51, and been living now in Manhattan for 10 years. They went from, after they married, they went to Oberlin, Kansas.
I remember they were up there.
They were at Oberlin until after Susan was born. Susan was about a year old, I think, when they moved. And see, she was born in 56.
How many other children do they have, or do they have more than one?
Oh, they have three. Tim, Susan, and Evan.
Mm-hmm. We haven't kept up with them that much, so we don't know their family.
Susan graduates from Bethany College this spring.
Is that right?
She decided she didn't want to go to K-State. She said she wanted to go into some more school. So she'll graduate now this spring. Tim is in Tucson, Arizona. He hasn't married and takes a little college work enough to keep him interested, I guess, at the University of Arizona. And then he works in some kind of a print shop. I think it's similar to what his dad has, but I'm not sure. Because he does this about the same kind of work anyway that he did when he worked for his dad. But I don't know just what it is. Evan is... he's a... junior. My goodness. He'll be graduating pretty soon. He's a junior in high school.
Now, like I said, we just really haven't visited that much. I think Dean's been down. We've seen them maybe just that's about all.
Yes.
And Lloyd, you said, is in Wichita.
Wichita, yes.
Well, I was trying to think, are there other things we ought to point up about your family that would be helpful? Yes, we... now, if you take...
Who did Lloyd marry?
Well, that's kind of an unfortunate story. He married, her real name is Dorothy, but we always called her Danny. Nave from Oklahoma City. And they had six children. But that ended in divorce. But he's married to Mardine Frasco now. Very lovely woman. And making a lovely home for his family. And he has custody of all the children.
I see. This is fine. And again, we haven't visited with him that much to know. You know, he's down there with me. We're hollering at him, you know.
Yeah.
You go close to these people, but yeah. Unless we keep in contact, we'd rather miss them.
My father's mother and his sisters came to McPherson County from Indiana, and Grandpa Yoder I think they moved the same year. However, they didn't know each other in Indiana, but they both came from someplace around Goshen.
Uh-huh.
And, but Grandpa Yoder came to, not Lyons County, at Lyons.
Rice County.
Rice County. He came to Rice County. And, Grandma Weltfong came over there. They lived around Conway.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know how they met, but anyway, they married and they lived there in Conway for a couple of years.
Well, I know there are a bunch of Yoders out in there. Besides the JJ, I've seen those names out in there. But
my grandfather was Solomon F. Yoder.
Uh-huh.
And
well, they would probably have been not very far over in Rice County, but out there you mentioned Conway.
Well, they were up. They lived nine... what is the name of that Brethren church out there north?
Monitor?
No, not Monitor. That's Conway.
Yeah.
But the one out there by, I think it's gone now. It's was north east of Lyons.
North and east of Lyons.
And that's where they went to church.
I don't know that church, but I'm glad.
And
to
it's
you
where
comment.
The it's where the Boones went to church. Boone family.
Well, I'm stopped, but I'm going to go look it up. I got a hold of Craik's book. I'm sure we can locate it, but I don't know where that congregation was. It wasn't up around Mitchell or Little River or up in there somewhere. Might have been.
Well,
it doesn't matter. We'll look it up and try to see it. Did you
now,
ever... Excuse me.
I thought that church was and I thought Grandpa's place was, I know it was 2 miles, Grandpa's farm was 2 miles north of Mitchell. I know that. And I thought they lived 9 miles from Lyons. And I thought that church was in between someplace.
Now, that's, your geography's real good on that. I just don't know the church.
I'd know the name of it if I'd hear it. Well, I'll tell you who can tell you. Right there in the... And that's... I said I could tell you, and I can't even say the name.
Well, I'm sure we can locate it.
Olive Boone Lehman.
Oh.
She's there in the...
Cedar's Towers.
She's there at the Cedar's Towers, and she's painted a picture of that old church.
Oh, I know that. We'll find out from her. See, Craik did this history, and you would have known Craik around
there.
He did this history of the Brethren in Kansas up to 1920, and there are a whole mess of churches in there that I don't know anything about except as I read about them, and this one I'm sure would be there.
Yes.
But I just don't know where it was, but we know the Mitchell location.
And you see, my mother's brother, one of mother's brothers, married Molly Boone. She was the oldest of that Boone family. You know, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Ezra and...
Frank.
Frank and... I don't know.
Yeah.
Adra.
Yeah. Ada.
Adra married Jonathan
Adra.
Schmidt.
Adra, yeah.
And married Jonathan Schmidt.
Yeah, well, those we've been hearing some of those names in California, but we have to unscramble them a little bit to get them in place.
And so whenever I go to McPherson, I try to go over there at the Cedars and visit with Olive.
You know, you're speaking about churches around. Were you ever aware of the old East McPherson Church out a little southeast of Galva? I don't know whether you would have been aware of
it. No, I wouldn't know, but now... One of my dad's father's niece, now she was older, and she remembered when they lived there, and I think she used to go to that church, but I never...
Who was she?
Oh, her name was Gertie Lear, and then she married, but that was clear. And then they went back to Indiana, but... I've heard them speak about that church, but I never did see it.
There aren't many written records about it, but there's a small cemetery out there yet. I know the earliest records about it indicate that church and Monitor started the same time. They called them East and West McPherson Churches.
Oh, I see.
But then the East Church folded pretty quickly, and people started coming into the college chapel, evidently. And I'm just trying to find a little information.
Well, I don't know anything about it, except I did hear Gertie mention something about going out there. But she lives, of course, she's lives in Indiana now. And she's still living, I guess, but her mind is clear gone, so she couldn't. She
wouldn't be helpful.
She doesn't even know her own sister anymore.
But well, excuse me.
I do remember her speaking about it.
Now, what we failed to do is get some information on that. When J.J. Yoder was around, I'm sure he'd had a lot to do with it.
Yes.
Well, going back to your college days, you mentioned a bit ago something about a roommate that you had.
Well, I'm roomed with Stella for 2 years.
This is Stella.
Stella Bowman.
Stella Bowman.
Harden, that became that. And then I roomed that last year with Sylvia. I was a senior and she was a freshman that year. So did Duncan.
Do you have any particular recollections of any of the things that happened around there? Did you think the kids were kind of serious when you were in school? Did most of them seem pretty serious, intent on I don't know what? Or did they do a lot of goofing off, or how do you remember that?
Oh, I guess there were some of them that did a lot of goofing off, but then it seemed like that bunch over there in Klein Hall was all pretty serious in what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you stayed in Klein, you said.
Yes, and there wasn't so many of us there. Now, I was, some of the other people that was there in Klein Hall at the same time I was, there was some Marion Florence Moeller, and Stella Engel, and Mabel Hoffman,
Mabel Hoffman, she the one that married Leonard Birkin?
Yes, and then she's married somebody else since then.
Yes.
Forget what, I met her at our 50th reunion. I was there, and she was there too, and it's something else now, but I forget what it is.
That's right, Leonard's been gone for a while, that's right.
And
now, did you do your own cooking in Klein Hall?
Oh, no. We ate over in the...
It wasn't apartments then at all.
Well, yes, there was apartments. There wasn't apartments upstairs. We lived on the third floor.
I see.
In Klein Hall, and there was apartments on the second and first, I guess.
What, did married kids live down there?
Yes, and then, well, when I was there, why, Fanny and...
Henry Stover.
They were our house parents.
I see.
And
Fanny still lives in McPherson.
Yes.
Henry's
yes,
passed away a couple of years ago.
Yes, I met her too there at the Cedars. Mm-hmm. And, well, and one of her sisters lived down there that was married too.
Winona Daggett?
No, they weren't married at that time. Winona was there.
Was it Ben the Hoover?
It was the Hoover, yeah.
Maxine Hoover.
And they were married, but Winona and John married after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Winona's there in town, too. She lives close there. I suppose you didn't... Did you think that a large number of those people were headed for Christian service of some kind, or did they talk much about that in Klein Hall? The reason I raise that question, a number of people were familiar with, like Rowena's dad, who was around there, and his brother were preachers, you know.
We had a mission
band
that we went to and studied about all that and had... I guess we're kind of interested in it, too. We were interested, but I didn't feel like I was quite had the gift to go ahead with it, but I was interested in it. There was quite a few of them did.
Were there any particular people around the campus, professors or otherwise, that sort of stand out in your memory, good or bad?
Well, I thought they were all very good. You mentioned Dr. Craig. He was my history teacher. Mm-hmm. I guess that was in... Well, that was when I was nice in the academy or not. I believe it was.
Might have been. I suspect he might have still been there a little after. I think he would have been there into the 20s, but I'm not sure how long. I don't know whether there are other things. Did the kids in that time... Well, when we were there, there were a few pranks around the dormitory. Were there much?
Some pranks, but then not really a lot.
You think maybe that generation's a little more serious than some more recent generations, at least. This is kind of the impression I keep getting.
Seems like, of course. I don't know. The ones in, I don't mean to say we were better or anything of that sort, but there in Klein Hall, I was a lot older than Sylvia was, because I had been teaching. She came right out of high school and came, and I don't know, maybe those younger girls felt like they were kind of in with older folks, and then Stella and Mabel were, I don't think they were as old as I was, but then they were older too. And then there was another girl there. I can't think of her name. She was another one that was older. And,
well, you know, we have visited with a surprisingly large number of people who, like yourself, dropped out to teach and then came back, and who were around college in those years. And they really were adults. They weren't kids. No. And I think this would make a difference in the tone of the campus.
I think it does make a lot of difference. And then there wasn't so very many of us. You couldn't pull much of a prank or they'd know who did it.
Yeah, that's the problem of a small community, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hess was around there, I suppose.
Oh, yes. I don't think I was ever in any of his classes. I know I wasn't. But...
was Nininger there when you were there? Harvey Nininger?
I think he wasn't there when I was, but he was there when I was in, and he was around there. I knew him because he was around there when I was there in academy. And, but I don't think he was there. In fact, I'm sure he wasn't there anymore when there in the 20s.
And we visited with him the other day.
Where's he living now?
He's at Sedona, Arizona. His wife is living, but she doesn't know him. I guess so. Well, do you think of other things that we ought to be bothering you with?
Well,
you know, nothing like sitting around and losing people.
I don't know. I don't know, you wait as long as I have, you forget everything you ever did know.
Some of us never knew anything to forget, so we're not hampered that way. And see, the library, the Carnegie Library was there before you were there.
Yes, it was there all that time.
It was a good place, I suppose. People studied over there like
they did in
other generations.
Of course, they don't have... It's changed up there. It doesn't look much like did when I was there.
No, that's right. It doesn't look much like it did when we were there either, because most of the buildings that were there when we were in school are not there now.
Yeah.
The library is one of them still there. It's been added on to the old Carnegie Library.
Well, they don't use it as a library, though, do they?
It's a music building now.
That's
entirely.
And I guess I understood it, they condemned that third floor of Klein Hall.
Yeah. I guess all of Klein has sort of had it, so it's the fire marshal had some things to say, so Klein Hall right now is inoperative. We just aren't, and it's a question of whether we can afford to rebuild it to meet the fire marshal's specifications, so we just aren't using it. It's been a very popular building, though. Students and the ones that were there last year, they were very happy with it, didn't want to move out.
Well, I guess that they did have, they had a fire escape there, all right. But didn't it come up to the window of one of the rooms?
Yeah, and the fire marshal, there's a lot of things that you can't go out a window. Now, I don't know why they discovered you can't go out a window now and used to go out a window, but this is what they said.
And anyway, if it was a private, anyway, if the people that had that room would have had it locked, of course, I guess.
I suppose this.
I think that went off the hallway. Did when we were there.
Was it off the hallway?
I think so.
Well, maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe it was off the hallway. I don't know.
Have to go back and look.
Yeah. Well, it went off the hallway in Arnold, I know that. But I'm not sure about it.
There was a door there in Arnold.
Well, anyhow, the fire marshal gave him a bad time.
Yes, sir.
I think a lot of it was related to the fact that Baker University had a fire in one of their older houses up there. And four boys burned to death. And so the fire marshal got jumped there, and he just started going around the state. And he came down to the public schools in McPherson. I don't know. He raised an awful ruckus and was going to condemn some of those. And, you know, it's one of those things. I guess the politics of the thing prompted him to say some things that maybe were good and maybe weren't. I don't know. Well, you think of questions we ought to. You've told us a lot of things about family relationships here that help us to think more about not only your folks, but some of the others. It's very helpful. And Mrs. Olive, I didn't get that on paper. You said your cousin.
Olive Haberlein lives there in McPherson.
She's your cousin on, how does this, what side of
she's
that?
She's my mother's niece. And... so I was like pretty prepared. So I didn't know whether they'd rent a car to an old lady or not, but I called out. So I rented a car and she lives there, and she doesn't drive. She doesn't have a car. And I think she's even afraid of cars. And I wanted to go to Lyons and Great Bend to see two other cousins that I hadn't seen for a long time. I thought I wasn't going to get her to go with me, but she did. She did. We drove on over there.
Well, if you get out and drive over to Cordell, you must be right at your driving business, all right.
So we drove over there. That was last May I did that. Got that. I didn't know how I'd get that car. I told them, well, I was down there on North Main. I told them I sure couldn't walk out there with that car. They said, oh, they'd come down there and get me.
Well, that's good. Well, we thank you, and then we don't use the public transportation that we could use.
I can, if I get somebody to take me to Liberal, I can get a bus there right into Wichita. It goes pretty nice, and I get it in the morning. But when I'm going to come home, you've got to leave at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, good night.
And then get here in the morning, and I did do that last, I guess it was last November, but then I went up at Christmas time, and then they brought me back to halfway, and then nephew here met me there.